by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, here every Sunday morning with Allison Norman. That's me. And this morning, I have a chair that keeps rolling away right now. A good start. I know. I kept pulling it in and it kept rolling back out. Anyway, good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We're here every Sunday morning. And coming to you with our face masks on today, as is required in all of Sonoma County, pretty much around the North Bay right now, required in any building that is not your home to have a face mask on, which makes it hard to talk on the radio, but we're muddling through. I want to go, briefly before we go to break, I want to go over the real estate numbers and some information about a couple of listings. And then when we come back, we are going to have Matthew Vella, who is one of the owners. They just celebrated their one-year anniversary as the new owners of the Third Street Ale Works, which has been around for, gosh, I think it was like 24, 25 years. He can fill us in on that. But they're doing something pretty creative with some grocery boxes, kind of a one-stop shopping, incorporating several different local businesses, Andy's Produce, meat company, dairy company. That he'll go over all of that for you. And then they also have a beer that they're selling that is a fundraiser for restaurant workers, I believe. So we'll talk more about that with Matthew Vella coming up at after the first break. And then I've got some information about 1031 Exchange. What's going on with that? There have been some changes in lieu of what's happening with the coronavirus, and they've extended the time periods out, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then I do have somebody coming on in the next few weeks to go further into 1031 exchanges, because we haven't talked about that on the radio in a while. So we'll get a full report on that in the coming weeks. Until then, quick real estate update. Active single-family homes, there are currently 775 on the market. Last week, there were 721, I believe. Looking at my numbers there, I can't read, so about 721, somewhere around there. So we are up a little, which is typical for spring. We're heading into the spring market, and there was kind of a lot of uncertainty about what, is happening. Are people actually going to be buying homes in this time? And we're seeing that they are. So I think people are now kind of starting to say, okay, let's go ahead and put our house on the market. So we are seeing that coming up. There's 80 active condos. That number's also up a little bit. It was 73 last week. Vacant lots, residential lots, we've been keeping an eye on. There were 253 last week. This week there are 255. So it's really all pretty consistent across the board. No major changes. We've got active coming soon. There are 79 coming soon. So, if you're working with a realtor, they're probably keeping an eye on the coming soon listings and also the temporary off listings. So those are things that you're not going to see. They typically don't show up unless the realtor has loaded it in some of the other the other, like Zillow and Redfin and all of the, when we normally put it in the MLS, it automatically populates out to hundreds of different sites. If your listing is in as a coming soon, that's not happening. It has to be done by hand, or the realtor has to be, the realtor you're working with as a buyer has to be going in and looking at those coming soon and temporary off listings. So important to know that. Anyway, so that's kind of what we're seeing. Interest rates are still really low. I mean, they're really, in the low threes. And of course, it depends on what your specific situation is. But, they're staying really low. There are a lot of problems. that we're seeing with people, somebody that's been furloughed, that's been laid off, lost their job, self-employed, that is not currently working, it's going to be very difficult for you to get any kind of financing, even if you were in the process, because they are checking up to the date of closing, are you still employed? And they're requiring higher credit score for loans. There's a lot more checks, kind of checks and balances, because it's a much higher risk now. And the loan servicers are actually having to hold on to those loans because they're not selling them on the open market. So there's no value in that right now. And then the jumbo loans, which is anything over 714, I believe it is, in Sonoma County, those our regular loan servicers aren't even really doing those, and you have to go with one of the big banks. So lending has gotten difficult, but not impossible. Unless, of course, you are, you're laid off, then you really kind of need to take a step back and wait. But definitely give your lender a call if you are in the process or you're thinking about buying, and see how things look for you right now, not 2 months ago when you talked to them, but right now in your current situation. But the interest rates are really low, so that's a good thing. Anyway, so, the real estate market is plugging along. We're seeing, and we'll probably talk later on in the show, we'll talk about what's happening in Sonoma County. I think we're seeing a lot of things from the news sources about loosening of the real estate restrictions. We are currently only allowed to show vacant homes that do not have any other way of seeing them available. So it's a little vague on how you can read that, but basically we can show a vacant home with some restrictions, some pretty strict restrictions. You can't just go take a look at it. It has to be by appointment. And this is Sonoma County only. The neighboring counties, Mendocino, Napa, and Lake, have all loosened those restrictions. There was some speculation that Sonoma County was going to follow suit. Press Democrat had an article yesterday, I believe, or maybe Friday, that came out. I think it was yesterday, that basically says Sonoma County at this time is going to stay the same. They are not going to be loosening those restrictions. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have Matthew Vello, which is one of the owners. He's one of the owners of Third Street Ale Works, longtime local business. New owners as of last year. They just celebrated their one-year anniversary, and then we're going to talk about what they're doing as part of our business spotlight. I wanted to kind of find a way to give back to the community from my position here on the radio. So I am kind of highlighting a local business or nonprofit every week, and I'm going to continue doing that through this whole thing, and probably after that, because there's going to be a long recovery period. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Third Street Ale Works, what they're doing that's a little bit different and unique and helpful for the community, and how they're doing as a new business owner of a longtime business to kind of get themselves through all of this. So I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
KSRO, KSRO.com, and the brand new KSRO mobile app have full coverage of the health, social, and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. To get the KSRO app and sign up for breaking news alerts, go to the App Store or Google Play and search KSRO.
Real estate has been designated an essential business. However, Sonoma County has added safety precautions that limit face-to-face real estate transactions.
We're finding new ways to navigate through these times by offering creative strategies, virtual solutions, and in some cases, simply suggesting you wait. If you have an immediate need to buy or sell, there are effective strategies we can use, including virtual tours, 3D tours, live Zoom walkthroughs, and safe in-home previews of vacant homes. In this time of change and uncertainty, you need a realtor with an open mind and creative strategies. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO. And joining me now is Matthew Vella, and owner, or one of the owners of Third Street Ale Works. Matthew, are you there?
I am, yeah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. I am excited to have you on, and I posted I was going to have Third Street Ale Works on the show today, and I got a whole bunch of people going, oh my gosh, that's awesome. So you have a lot of fans out there, which is great. So you are the co-owner of Third Street Ale Works, and you all purchased that, what, about a year ago? I think you just celebrated an anniversary, right?
Yeah, I'm co-owner with Chris Frederick and Erica Frederick, all local Santa Rosa natives. We took over, April 22nd of last year.
Great. So you've just celebrated a one-year anniversary. So things were going great, and then all of a sudden this happened. But how are you guys coping? You came up with this great idea with the grocery boxes. So what can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we kind of heard and saw a lot in the news of, grocery stores being kind of overwhelmed, and there weren't a lot of stuff on the shelves, and just overcrowded in general, hard to maintain social distancing. So we kind of sat down and talked with some local vendors like Andy's Produce, Franco American Bakery, and Golden Gate Meats, and when talking with them, found out, we could really bring in all these food that we kind of normally get at a different scale and be able to package them up and do a curbside pickup for the community to really help, help them move product that is now kind of sitting around because of restaurants, their capacity being lower, and just to do that curbside to help maintain social distancing.
Right. So, I think that's a brilliant idea, really. So you're helping on so many different levels. You're helping your business and your employees stay employed, but you're also helping these other businesses who have slowed down, which makes great sense, and helping the community to be able to get everything in one spot. And I've heard great things about these boxes you have. I guess if somebody wants to go to thirdstreetaleworks.com, you order. Is there a certain day of the week that you supply the boxes, or is it whenever somebody orders one?
Yeah, so we keep track of all the orders through the website. We ask for a two-day kind of lead time. So if you ordered, say, like Monday morning or anytime Monday, really, your pickup would be then on Wednesday. We do it this way just so we can keep working with Andy's Produce and our other vendors to bring in, food fresh as possible, so we don't kind of have things laying around, which will become more important as it gets kind of warmer throughout the month.
Right, which it is right now, isn't it? You're doing some good business, right? It seems like it's been pretty popular.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of great feedback. Our vendors, we use them for the restaurant because they do have really great quality food. And with the little drive-through we kind of created, we have three spots right there in front of the restaurant that we use some cones to kind of help make an entrance and exit. And we have people out front that are kind of waiting to take order numbers, and then we can bring to the person inside to look up that order and have other people dolling everything up so we can roll everything out. We have everyone in gloves and masks to try to help contain anything and not limit spread and sanitize all the carts down between orders and so forth.
It's sounds like it's completely hands off, because somebody would pay on order and pay online, and then they pull up and then you're loading it into their car, so we don't have to get out of the car. We don't have to have have limited contact, which is
great. Yeah, it's pretty contactless process, and people can keep their windows rolled up, and they have their paper that they print out with their number on it, and it's a pretty fluid transition.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Well, so if anybody's interested in that, you can go to thirdstreetaleworks.com. Is that the best way? And then I'm looking at the website right now. You just click on order to go.
Yes, correct. And that will bring you to everything that we're offering, our grocery boxes. And, you know, we just added dairy thanks to the help of delivery, dairy delivery. They're just out of Pengrove, so another local company.
Okay.
We had another vendor who's remaining anonymous right now, but helping us supply toilet paper, nitrile gloves, and paper towels.
Nice, okay.
And currently in talks with Griffo and Sonoma Brothers Distilling to help offer some hand sanitizer.
That's great. Wow. So, and that would be something somebody could go in and order on the website as part of the box, the grocery box. And so there's different options, different. So if somebody wants to just go in and take a look, I think it's a great thing that you're doing, and really a creative idea. So you know, kudos to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, L-Works has been in Santa Rosa for about 25 years now, and the community is very important to us. We did grow up in this area. We are we're born and raised in this area. So it's important to us to be able to help the community and give back when we can. And we were excited we can get our vendors on board and kind of come up with this idea to really help out.
Yeah, I think it's great. And so anybody that doesn't know, Third Street is, it's kind of obvious. Third Street Ale Works is on Third Street in Santa Rosa, but you're right across from, I guess, that parking garage and then the square. Is that in the end by the Third Street movie theater? So, I mean, it's a great location. And so when all of this is over, so somebody, if they don't want to do this, they can buy a gift card, right? Do you sell gift cards as well?
Yeah, we sell gift cards. We have e-gift certificates, as well as you can buy, you know, the hard gift cards as well. We have a deal going on where you get four $25 gift cards for $80.
Oh, nice.
And if you're not local, we can mail those out as well. We also have, you know, merch online if people want to look for other ways to kind of support.
Okay. And that's all at that thirdstreetaleworks.com. And it's spelled out third at T-H-I-R-D Street.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then before we go, we've got about, we have about 7 minutes, I think, but before we go to the news, but let's talk about the Hope Beer Fund that you have. Is that one of your, that's something you have going on that's a fundraiser. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hope Lager, it got named, it's an acronym for Help Our People Eat.
Awesome.
So we kind of wanted to have fun with it a little bit. We had a beer that we were getting ready to come out for these, you know, summer days, warmer days.
Mm-hmm.
A nice kind of light, refreshing beer that, you know, you could take out with you on the river or out to the beach. And so as the pandemic hit, it kind of really didn't get a chance to get into the marketing and let people know what we were working on. So we decided we wanted to can it, and now all the proceeds of the Hope Lager are going to be going to our employee relief fund that we had started.
Oh, great. So, what a great way to kind of all around, you're doing some great things. So I appreciate all you're doing. What else is going on? So you do, when we can get back inside, what are some things, you know, that you want to share about Third Street Ale Works and kind of what's happening on a normal, you know, when we're not in a pandemic. You have some of your own beers that you're making and selling. Oh, I wanted to ask you before we get off track on that. Is somebody, as part of the grocery pickup, do you also sell your beer? Can somebody purchase the beer to go?
Yeah, so, we're still doing food and beer. We have our food and beer pickup is 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, as well as the grocery boxes. During the week, our pickups are 5 to 8, and then on Saturdays, we open at noon for those grocery box pickups. Okay. So people were kind of out and about and doing their chores or running errands to kind of give them opportunity to do that during the day.
Okay. And then food, are you still doing food to go as well?
Yeah, we do have the food to go at thirdstreetelworks.com. If you go through that link, when you get to the storefront, it'll show you the pickup menu. And each day of the week, we kind of do something a little different. We're working with one chef right now, so it gives him the opportunity to make sure he can prep everything fresh and just have some nice different options throughout the week.
Okay, so you have it's a different menu than your normal menu right now. You have a
For the most part, we do our burgers every day with our Beyond Burger substitution for it's a plant based patty, so kind of give you an option there with the burgers. And then throughout the week, we'll bring in our grain bowl. We also have our fish and chips, pizza, and a couple of sandwiches. So it's off our regular menu, but we just kind of limit certain things per day.
Right, that makes sense.
That way we can, just keep it fresh and not overwhelm our chef.
Sounds good, yeah. Well, I'm looking at your website right now, and there's a lot of great stuff there. So I would encourage anybody to go Third Street Aleworks, all spelled out, .com. And then when all this is over, go visit, because it's a great, you have an outdoor patio, kind of a great location there, right in the heart of downtown Santa Rosa.
Yeah, dog-friendly patio, so we love, when people bring their furry friends with them, and
awesome.
We do have a little dog menu as well. So
yeah, that's great.
Dogs wanted to be able to get accommodated then, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Wonderful. So anything else you want to share about what you're doing there that we didn't cover right now? And then I also want to make sure we get your contact information in, or just the website, I guess, is the best way.
Yeah. So, we're just, really looking forward to, kind of helping flatten the curve now, make sure the community is safe, and, we can all get back to at least a little bit of normalcy to start with.
Yeah.
With the summer days, we're looking to bring in some live music, kind of really use the outdoor patio to kind of bring the community together. So
good. Well, we'll all be anxious for that once this is over.
Yeah.
We're all missing that contact, I think, that sense of
community. Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, well, thank you for kind of keeping it alive by getting these boxes together and your Hope Lager Fund. Just some great stuff you're doing, and I'm glad you agreed to call in and chat with me about it, because I think it's really a kind of a cool idea that you had, and I'm happy to get it out there to the community. So,
thank you. We really appreciate it. It was an honor to be on.
Oh, well, thank you. Awesome. Well, thank you. So we're going to go to the news, and if anybody wants to contact Third Street Aleworks, thirdstreetaleworks.com. Thanks, Matthew, for calling in and all the great information. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, great. We're going to go to the news in a minute. But just, Sonoma County, Third Street Aleworks, it's been a kind of a mainstay of that downtown core right across from the Courthouse Square on Third Street. They've got a great outside patio, really good food. And now things are a little different, but the fact that they've kind of taken a creative idea in supporting not only themselves and their employees, but the other companies that businesses that are incorporating into these grocery boxes, the meat and the dairy and they have paper towels and gloves now, so, and hand sanitizer they're working on. So all kinds of great stuff. We're going to go to the news. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. ThirdStreetAleworks.com. Don't forget to visit them and order those grocery boxes. We'll be right back after the news. Thanks.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
At least 40 new cases of coronavirus in just Milwaukee County, tied to the Wisconsin election on April 7th, says Milwaukee's health commissioner. Against that background, Michigan says it will become the latest state to allow residents to vote by mail. Governor Gretchen Whitmer telling ABC's This Week there's no need for people to put themselves at risk.
We're really going to encourage everyone who can vote by mail to do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell under fire last week for a suggestion that states should declare bankruptcy instead of asking the federal government for financial assistance to help fight the COVID crisis. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, on ABC's This Week.
I'm hopeful that we will be able to convince Senator McConnell to go along with the bipartisan bill in the Senate and the administration's commitment to help the states in that final stimulus package.
The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States today surpassing 940,000. The U.S. death toll now over 203,000. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Sonoma County has been through a lot, and once again, local businesses are finding creative solutions to stay in business, support their employees, and put money back into the community.
As a local realtor and Sonoma County resident, I've seen firsthand the direct link between the health and strength of our community and that of the real estate market. I've raised a family here, been through the aftermath of the fires, I've seen the real estate market fluctuate, and have seen our community rally. As a member of Sonoma County Go Local, I'll be doing what I can to give back to the community by featuring a local business or nonprofit each week on the Real Estate Hour. Stay safe, keep socially distancing, support our community, and reach out if you need some help. We're in this together. We are Sonoma Strong.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for the whole week. Sunny today at 79, 63 along the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 50, 51 on the shores. Partly cloudy for tomorrow at 79, 64 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Tuesday, high of 83 expected, 66 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here on KSRO. And then podcast, if you missed, that was a lot of information. Third Street Ale Works, some really great things they're doing for the community, offering these grocery boxes. They're really reasonably priced. Several different options, and it includes produce from Andy's Market, some meat, and I'll put it on the website. I should know. If you go to their website, there's different companies. There's a bread distributor. There's meat. They've just brought in some dairy. And Matthew Vella, one of the owners of Third Street Ale Works, was just on at the last segment. So if you missed it, go to the podcast. It'll come up probably about 15 minutes after the show is over. And just a lot of great information. If you can't wait, then go to thirdstreetaleworks.com right now and take a look. You can also order beer. You can order some food. And they have kind of a modified menu. They just had their first anniversary during all of this as new owners of Third Street Ale Works, which is a company that's been around for 24 years. So great stuff there. So we're going to move on from that. I want to mention a couple of listings. I have current listing is that's on the market is Van Keppel. It's 6091 Van Keppel over there in Forestville, right off of Covey Lane. It is off of 116 there. Great location. Just a, you know, you could walk to downtown and the cute little town of Forestville. They've got a, you know, an amazing bakery there. You can go get some bread. I think it's Nightingale. I could be wrong. I'm sorry. And then there's a, it's just a great little town, you know, small town feel, but this is a beautiful home. It's 2952 square feet. It is on an acre, nice level, flat, usable acre with some cross fencing, a covered paddock, a swimming pool. It's a really nice mix of luxury meets utility, really. I mean, it's a great country property, room for all your big, you know, your horse trailers or your RV or, you know, utility vehicles, whatever you need to fill an acre with. But, you know, there's tons of room for that. It has an extra second gate that's a big wide gate that opens up that you could pull any equipment in. You can pull through from the driveway and all the way around without having to back up and all of that strategic driving that's required. If you're trying to back up a trailer, you don't have to do that. You can just pull right out the gate at the bottom. And it's a beautiful two-story house. They updated it. It was built in the late 80s. They did it, added almost 1,000 square feet. And there's what was one of the bedrooms is now an office. And then there's a separate, not completely separate, but a nice separation between master bedroom, which is upstairs all by itself. Nice big master suite, tall ceilings, a nice little balcony off the master bedroom, beautiful master bath and shower, and a tub. And then there's this separate, you go through the family room, and then there's a two bedrooms, laundry room, access to the pool. It's just a really great layout. So you've got this beautiful house that's all full of, you know, luxury and style, and then you're on a country property that has the utility for your big vehicles or your animals or your 4-H project. I mean, there's so much this house has to offer. It is currently occupied, so we have some restrictions with the county as far as showing it. But we've got virtual tour online. We have, you know, a video walkthrough. We have a seller who is absolutely willing to do a Zoom live walkthrough with a buyer. So you can look in the, you know, closet. You can go see what was over in that corner that the video passed by quickly. You know, you can walk into the bathroom. You can see, you know, how tall the ceilings are because you can see a person there that's going to show you how tall, you know, because sometimes in a video you can't get the perception of size because there's not a person there showing you, you know, how tall the ceilings are, or how big that room really is. So we're doing all of those things that are a little bit different because that's what we have to do right now. We have to get creative. And it's really, honestly, something that we've been doing and people do around the country, around the world, is, you know, if you can't get to a property to take a look at it, maybe you live out of town and you need to move and there's no way you can get there to take a look. We've been doing that for years where we do a video walkthrough, you know, a virtual tour. It's just gotten to where that's not what we have to do in some cases. So there are some great ways to see it if you have any interest. It is listed at $1,000,001. Just a beautiful property. I really encourage you to take a look at it online and then let me know if you have any interest, or let your realtor know if you're working with a realtor. Say, hey, Allison was talking about this country property on Van Keppel. They can look it up. It is active in the MLS right now. Because it's active, it's also going to show up on all of the other, you know, Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, KW.com, all, you know, there's a million. There's like literally 100 websites that these show up on. Anyway, great property. Keep that in mind. And then I have something new coming up. We've got to do a little bit of work. Tenant moved out. The house looks great. I looked at it yesterday. The yard, tenants are notorious. Not all of them, but for not taking care of a yard. So, unfortunately, the yard kind of wasn't taken care of. It's a beautiful back patio. So, this is it's a PUD, which is different than a condo. It's a PUD and really lives like a single-family home. It has a big back patio, nice, you know, concrete slab patio, all fully fenced in, private, two-story home, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom, really tall ceilings, and it has this, when you go upstairs, you can look down over. It has a, you know, kind of an open balcony area in the hallway upstairs that you can look down into the living room. So just, it's got those tall, you know, two-story ceilings downstairs. One master bedroom is downstairs. The property is on a slab, so it is very easy to access if you have somebody that needs a downstairs bedroom, can't handle the stairs. There's no stairs to go into the house at all. So it's a great property. It's 1775 square feet. We're listed at 525, getting it ready to put on the market coming up here in the next week or so. It is vacant. So this one, we can get you in to take a look at it. There are restrictions. Sonoma County, you know, saying if it's vacant, you can go in and see it, but it can only be two people at a time. You have to be two people that live in the same home, and then your realtor can go with you. So it's by appointment only. There is a form that has to be signed saying, I understand that I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sue you if I get coronavirus. And, you know, so there's all these restrictions, but as a vacant property, it can be seen and shown. And both of these can be purchased. Even Van Keppel, you know, like I said, people buy homes all the time without actually physically stepping inside. But anyway, we're doing our best to get you to feel as much as inside as possible with Van Keppel. And it's a great property, both of them. I'll tell you more about this Northwest Santa Rosa, the PUD, coming up in the next week. By next week, I should be able to give you more information, give you an address, and we'll be getting it into the MLS. Just got to clean up the yard. The house itself is beautiful inside. So stay tuned for that. And then... a little bit. Well, I think I'm gonna. Well, we'll talk about 1031 exchange when we come back for the last segment of the show, because there have been some changes. And you know, anybody that was in the middle of a 1031 exchange, which is a tax deferred exchange of investment property, so you owned an investment property, you want to sell it, buy something else, and not pay the capital gains on that, you can do that with a 1031 exchange. But there are some really strict rules and timelines as to how you can do that. So when all of this happened and real estate kind of temporarily shut down, while everybody was scrambling to figure out how we're going to do showings, how we're going to do all of this, and I don't want to say it shut down because it really hasn't. We are selling homes. There are homes closing. There are homes coming on the market. An investment property is best really right now because they're vacant for the most part. If it has a tenant, there's some whole other rules. Even, you know, it's pretty much the same as if it was occupied, so we can't show it. So suddenly there was this change in how things were happening, and when you're in this tight timeline with the 1031 exchange and the inventory does what it did temporarily, they decided they needed to make some changes. So they did extend the time periods and made some changes to that program. So we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. And, you know, in the meantime, I just, you know, the Sonoma County, so it's interesting. So Lake County, Mendocino County, and Napa County, all in the last couple of days, have decided that, okay, we'll open up for kind of soft, a soft opening of certain things. I think golf courses opened. And real estate showings of occupied homes. However, Sonoma County, I heard from several people last week saying, hey, I heard that Sonoma County is going to be loosening the restrictions occupied homes are going to be available to show. And so I was kind of scrambling around trying to figure out, well, where are they hearing this? Because I wasn't hearing anything. And I did see a Press Democrat article yesterday that mentioned that either yesterday or the day before, that mentioned that Sonoma County is not going to be following suit at this time, and there aren't any plans to open up occupied homes for showings. Now, that could change. I mean, we're hearing things change literally daily. I mean, I'll mention something now this morning, and then by tonight, there'll be, you know, something saying, oh, yes, by the way, we changed our mind. We are going to allow showings in occupied properties. So we'll see how it goes. What I'm hearing right now, Sonoma County is not allowing showings in occupied properties. You know, maybe, I think we're still looking at May 3rd? You remember, Joe? May 3rd, yeah. As, you know, and so I know a lot of places are extending that out now. So we'll see how that goes. I'll tell you more next week.
They seem to follow suit once one extends and they sort right. of follow lead. So May 3rd is still tentative.
What we're hearing. Yeah. Which, and you said they tend to follow suit, which you're right, and which is why I'm surprised that Sonoma County is not following suit, or it sounds like they're not, as far as real estate showings. And, you know, I'm not saying whether that's good or bad. I think, you know, it's our safety is important. I also think we don't want to push our client or our, you know, a seller and whoever they are to show a property if they're not comfortable having somebody coming into their house. And so there are, even if they do loosen up the rules and say you can go ahead and show an occupied property, which they haven't yet in Sonoma County, but if they do, I think it, I would imagine that it's still going to be under the, you know, on the seller's terms, which really any real estate transaction, the seller is kind of in control of that part of it, as far as when they want showings. And that's something that's decided between agent and their client at the time of the listing is how are we, is it going to be appointment only? Is it going to be, you know, in a certain time window? Is there going to be no showings for, you know, on the weekend or, you know, whatever. As a seller, you're kind of in the driver's seat as far as that. And again, like I said, that's between you and the listing agent. You know, there have to be some parameters, and the easier you make it to show, the better in a normal market. So even if they loosen the restrictions and they say it's okay to show an occupied property, there's still going to be there's actually a form. There's three forms that the California Association of Realtors came out with that are very specific as to what a seller is going to allow for marketing, what a seller is going to allow as far as showing the property. And then every time there is a showing, there's this form we have to sign saying, you know, I'm not going to sue you if I, you know, get sick by coming into your house. And also saying, I'm not sick. You know, you're signing saying I don't have any symptoms. And so there's this, you know, there's a lot of red tape, as, you know, typically in, you know, California, especially where the land of many disclosures. And you know, to protect everybody. And it really does make sense. So stay tuned for that. I don't know what Sonoma County is going to do, but I'm, you know, what I'm hearing at this moment is they are not following suit with Lake County, Mendocino County, or Napa County, who have opened up to occupied listings, are okay to be shown. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about 1031 exchange, and then we'll wrap up the show for the week. And we're going to take a break right now. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
For the facts on coronavirus.
And I understand that the longer it goes on, the worse those costs are, and the harder it will be to dig ourselves out of it. And yet, opening up prematurely will end up being even costlier in a lot of ways.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
Real estate has been designated an essential business. However, Sonoma County has added safety precautions that limit face-to-face real estate transactions.
We're finding new ways to navigate through these times by offering creative strategies, virtual solutions, and in some cases, simply suggesting you wait. If you have an immediate need to buy or sell, there are effective strategies we can use, including virtual tours, 3D tours, live Zoom walkthroughs, and safe in-home previews of vacant homes. In this time of change and uncertainty, you need a realtor with an open mind and creative strategies. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty and host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks for joining me here on the Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And we're talking about all kinds of things today, but we're right now, before we went to the break, we're talking about what's happening as far as showings in the real estate world right now. And I found that the Press Democrat article I was talking about was April 25th. Was that yesterday? I've lost track of the days of the week. It was yesterday. I don't even know. You know, thank goodness for, you know, the Real Estate Hour, because I have to know that it's Sunday. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know what day it is. And it doesn't really matter because they're all the same, you know, for some people. And, you know, I say that and then, you know, I have friends and you know, there's a lot of people out there that are working harder than normal and they're, you know, life is not easy. And the, all of our first, you know, frontline people, the grocery store clerks, the, you know, the nurses and doctors and everybody that's out there having to work in the public, you know, you are busy. And so we kind of joke about how crazy it is and how we're stuck at home, and you've got a completely different outlook on it. And, you know, the parents with kids at home, you know, it's a tough one. And I salute you all. I think, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. So hang in there. And you know, I've been saying, if you just need a friendly voice to talk to, I will be your friend. Give me a call. Not about real estate, not about anything else. If you just need somebody to talk to and vent to, I'm always available for that. And I think, you know, we need to kind of find that. You know, if you're sitting at home and you're just overwhelmed, reach out to somebody. Or if you're in a situation where, you know, there's a lot of domestic violence going on right now and child abuse. There's stuff because of the mental health of people and being stuck at home, and we don't have that escape. So anyway, I am open and available if you need to chat with anyone. My number's, the direct number is 707-799-3617. And then, of course, if you have a question about real estate, I'm glad to talk to you about that as well. Anyway, this Press Democrat article, April 25th, and that's where I was referencing that it's that they are, you know, really not going to follow suit as the other, or at least at this point, the consensus of this article, and you can go on and read it at PressDemocrat.com, and you can find it. It's Sonoma County considers changes. I'm trying to see what it says. It says restrictions on construction real estate may be loosened as Sonoma County revamp stay-at-home order. And that's the heading of the article. So if you want to Google it and read it, what I'll do is I'll post it on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So it'll be posted there. You can read it. But it basically says at this point they're thinking they're probably going to stick with what we currently are doing, which is only vacant property showings and very restricted, and then occupied properties, it's virtual at this point. So anyway, that's kind of what we're seeing. That's what I'm referencing is Press Democrat article. I will post that on the Facebook page, and you can read all about it. And like I said, you know, stay tuned because it's changing by the minute, you know, just as everything across the country too. You know, you hear one thing and then, you know, later that day or the next day, it's, you know, something new. Because we're all in this, we're all kind of learning together and we're winging it. We're all winging it, aren't we? So just to wrap up the show, let's talk about 1031 exchange. And I, like I said, I do have somebody, coming on to talk about 1031 exchange, and in the following hopefully in May, she needed to check and just, you know, any of those financial, they have to kind of check with compliance and make sure it's okay for them to go on the radio. So once we get past that, I will have somebody come on and talk about what exactly a 1031 exchange is, and because we haven't really talked about that in a while here on the Real Estate Hour. Because there's been so much more relevant, you know, timely, current stuff happening that I've been covering that. But, you know, let's talk about it anyway. Because really right now, investment property, that's kind of a good way to go because you can get in there and see it if there isn't a tenant in place. So what's happening with this... Oh, I lost it. Okay, so what's happening with this is they've extended the date out. So extensions announced for 1031 deadlines, and this is Notice 2020-23, which updates Notice 2020-18, additional relief for taxpayers affected by ongoing coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic. Released on April 9th, 2020, the taxpayers who are currently engaged in a 1031 exchange, some relief is, it's offering some relief from the 45-day identification and 180-day exchange period. So the notice provides that any person performing a time-sensitive action listed in either there's codes that they're gonna go into a bunch of codes as I'm reading through this, but basically, December 10, which is due to be performed on or after April 1st and before July 15th, they're extending that out. So affected taxpayers also have until July 15th to perform a specified time-sensitive action that are due to be performed on or after April 1st or before July 15th. So they're giving that an extension out past July 15th, basically. This appears to provide that any affected taxpayer with a 45-day extension period, exchange period, or a 180-day exchange period deadline between April 1st and April 15th, 2020, will have an automatic extension to July 15th. So now, you know, whenever they say automatic, don't just assume that you don't need to worry about it. Reach out. If you're in the middle of an exchange, you have an exchange intermediary, an exchange company that is working for you and doing the exchange, reach out to them and say, hey, you know, what does this mean to me? Do I have some extra time? If you're working with a realtor and you're kind of stressing out because you're not finding what you need and you have this deadline that's going to go into effect, you're going to hit that deadline before July 15th, it looks like you're going to have an extension on that. So check with your exchange company. If you're thinking about doing an exchange and you need a reference for somebody that to work with to do that exchange, let me know. And I have a couple of great local and not, they don't really have to be local, but there are a couple of good exchange companies that I could point you in their direction. They can explain the whole process. And like I said, I do have somebody coming on later in the month to talk about really what an exchange is and why it's a good idea and how the process works and what qualifies for an exchange and all that. So we'll talk about that in May. And then I also have the Children's Museum, Sonoma County, Children's Museum of Sonoma County, which I have been involved in since it was just an idea, and we were out doing community outreach and didn't have a building. We were at different events and having the museum on the go, where they did science experience and fun stuff for kids at different events and fundraising and all of that. And then they found a building, and this has been, gosh, now it's been, what, I think about five years maybe? But they are shut down because of coronavirus. And I'm going to have Colette Michaud, who is the brain behind the idea and the CEO of the Children's Museum, and she's going to come on sometime in May. We haven't set a date yet, but kind of to talk about what's going on with them. You know, the nonprofit groups in the community, whether it's helping the community in all kinds of different ways. The food banks are really hurting. Anything that was volunteer based is really hurting, because a lot of the volunteers are older, you know, retired, and they can't be out there working. In part of this series of talking about local businesses and local nonprofits, the Children's Museum is going to come on and kind of talk about what they're doing out in the community to help and how they're doing through all of this. So we're going to run out of time. I am Allison Norman, and this is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. If you have any interest in real estate, feel free to give me a call, 707-799-3617. Stay tuned for that PUD I have coming up for 525 on Northwest Santa Rosa, and then Van Keppel, 6091 Van Keppel, listed at $1,000,001, 1 acre country property, big, huge house. Love to chat with you about it. Let's have a great day, and happy Sunday, and take care, wash your hands, and put your face mask on. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Have a wonderful day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave.